The 2004 World Trade Organization ruling against U.S. cotton subsidy programs remains in place. The WTO appellate body has failed to overturn the previous report on U.S. compliance of a challenge to the cotton program brought on by Brazil 4 years ago. The U.S. has strongly challenged the initial decision during this time period. Here is Sean Spicer, the U.S. Trade Representative's office.
We're clearly disappointed with the findings that came out of the WTO. We believe that the changes that were made by the United States to bring the challenge payments and guarantees into compliance with WTO's recommendations and rulings in the original cotton dispute did just that.
Spicer says the U.S. can go into arbitration and take the matter to the WTO's dispute settlement body. And he says the period of prices the WTO looked into during the initial support differed from the current market price of cotton.
So the U.S. has not been and is not making payments tied to cotton production. Therefore, there is no basis to say that U.S. payments are having any impact on cotton prices.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.